Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, I'm Ashley. I like to consider my podcast my personal diary and your free therapy. It's a fun and safe place to be, so I'm happy you're here. I had this thought the other day, and I spoke about it briefly on TikTok, but I wanted to expand on it here, which is, it's cool to not be cool. I feel like it's safe to say that we love the internet. We're on social media, especially TikTok. And with constantly being exposed to what others are doing, what they're wearing, what they're eating, what they're thinking, it's easy to adapt their lifestyle to our own. Because we're constantly being shown others and their lives, it's hard to avoid comparing our lives to theirs. We're also being exposed to what's trending and what's popular, and comparing what others are liking to who we are, whether we fit in that category of what's in and what's not. And you could say it's always been like this. There's trends for a reason. But I think with how popular social media is, individualism is at an all-time low. Also, there's always been trends, but I think now there's so many subgroups and different trends that go on within those groups. Like when I think back to early 2000s, I think how Y2K and grunge were really popular. But if you go online now, you'll see there's so many quote unquote trendy groups. You'll see groups of people that are still Y2K grunge inspired, but there's also the clean, that girl, Pinterest girl people, the art hoes, the New York fashion girlies, the stoner girlies, skater girlies, the list goes on. People want to put themselves in a group and label themselves so they feel like they fit in somewhere and they'll have people who accept them. Whether you want to admit it or not, people want to be liked. You could say all you want that you don't care what people think, and fuck, I preach that you shouldn't care what people think about you. But at the end of the day, our ego wants us to care. Our ego wants to protect us from being judged and disliked. People want to avoid being disliked. So instead of being who they are and creating their own style and sense of self, they look to what's already working, because if they follow what's already working, they have a better chance of people being nice to them and complimenting them than risking the chance of doing something people might not gravitate towards and risk being judged. When you see other people wearing a certain type of clothes or listening to a specific genre of music or going out and doing some type of activity and people like that, it's the norm, it's what's popular, it seems easier to go ahead and follow the crowd and do those same things, because if people are doing those things and aren't being made fun of, then if you do them, there's no reason for people to make fun of you. I look back at 2016, 2017 me, 2018 me, and I wanted to do YouTube and social media so bad, but was so scared of being judged. And when I look back at those times, it seems so silly to me now that I was scared of doing it, but that's because now everyone's doing it. So many people are investing their time into jobs and social media and are putting themselves out there that it's easier now to do, whereas back then, not that many people were into it. And it sucks that we feel the need to wait until something is popular or deemed acceptable to feel comfortable enough to jump in and do that. I think about fashion a lot, how so many people feel like they can only wear what's trending. I've seen videos and I've heard people talk about how they want certain shoes or styles and clothing that were popular 10 years ago to come back in style so they can wear them, which is sad. If you want to wear your old 2009 Victoria's Secret pink yoga pants, wear them. Don't wait until someone else says that they're trendy or back in style. Don't wait until Emma Chamberlain or Kim Kardashian or some it girl is wearing them on Instagram to feel comfortable enough in wearing them. I remember last year or the year before, everyone was waiting for Emma Chamberlain to post her fall or summer fashion video saying what she'd be wearing for that season. And people were stalking her Pinterest boards to see what she was planning on wearing. Like, they were literally waiting to hear what she thought was cool to determine what they'd be wearing for that season. And I mean, that's what influencers' jobs are, to influence. So I'm not knocking Emma or anyone, but why do you have to wait for someone else to tell you what's cool? Why do you hold their judgment so above your own? Everyone might not be wearing what you decided to put on this morning, but for all you know, you may inspire someone else's fashion just by stepping out of the box and wearing something that's not trendy currently. And it goes so much farther than just clothing or doing trendy things like thrifting. It even goes as far as how everyone talks and their mannerisms. Everyone is walking around like little clones right now, talking and acting exactly the same. And this is coming from someone who literally uses slay as a filler word. Like, I am just as guilty to following the crowd. But the thing about always looking to what's cool and what's trending and always looking to other people for guidance is you lose track of you. If you are only striving to be what's cool at the moment, you will always be reinventing yourself, and not in a good and healthy evolving way, but in a, I have to change because who I was last month isn't cool anymore. Trends come and go so fast. What's considered cool now will be gone next month. When you're constantly flip-flopping what you like and who you are, you end up so lost because you become a bunch of different things that aren't cohesive. And people could see right through that. People know when people are following trends and trying to stay relevant because they see their profile or they talk to them in person, and the next time that they see them, they have an entirely new look and new personality and new everything. And not only is it apparent to people that you're changing, but it also makes it difficult for anyone to relate to you or stick with you, because when they find something about you that they like, it's already gone because you've changed to fit the next new thing. This is what I spoke about briefly on TikTok. When I look back at photos and videos of myself over the past 10 years, each year, if not each month, I was an entirely different person. It's so confusing to look back at because I look at myself and I don't know who I'm looking at. All I see is a mixture of a million personalities and styles that weren't mine. It's cringy and uncomfortable to look back at because I know how lost I was and how embarrassed I was of who I actually was. So embarrassed to express myself that I had to copy others to feel good. And when I look back at those photos and videos, I'm like, you look like a damn clown. I would have never decided on my own to draw on my eyebrows with the Anastasia Beverly Hills pomade. It looked ridiculous. I only did it because others were doing it. I look back at how awful my outfits were during the Visco Girl era, and the same thing. I hate my outfits looking back because I would have never worn puka shells or Save the Turtles bracelets on my own. I literally only did it because the dope girls did. Those things were hideous then and are hideous now, but I thought they were cool because others said they were. And that's something I don't understand. Why do we trust other people's judgments so much more than our own? Why do we believe others know what's good and what's cool? And why don't we just trust that we might know something that others don't? That we might create something that others might want to follow? These people who set trends and become role models, they do not become that way by following the crowd. They don't become it girls and cool girls by listening to others about what is cool. They become leaders by acting like leaders, and you don't become a leader by having no established self-identity. Think about the people you look up to, who you look to for lifestyle advice, fashion advice, who you think is funny and iconic. They're known for who they are. When you think of Emma Chamberlain, I'm sorry to keep using her as an example, but everyone knows her. And she's someone who I believe is concrete in who they are. She evolves, but it's always true to who she is. Nothing she does is really going to surprise you or go against her character. You kind of know what you're getting with her because she has established who she is and doesn't change it because it doesn't fit what society or social media or her friends or whoever tells her to be. The same thing with Matilda DeJerf. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name right, DeJerf. The one with the really, really nice hair. She has a set style. She doesn't change it based on trends or what's in it or what's not. She's very consistent in her style because she knows what works for her and she enjoys it. Like, if you go back to her Instagram a year ago, 2 years ago, whenever, her style is pretty consistent and very true to her. And because these two are so true to who they are, people gravitate towards them and pull inspiration from them. Being who you are and not changing it based off what's cool is what's cool and is what's inspirational. People try so hard to stand out. They want people at school to like them. They want the guy to fall in love with them. They want to be the next big thing. They want to be famous. They want to be recognized and they want to feel special or be special. But if you want any of that, if you want to show that you are special, you have to be special. If everyone is doing the same things and acting the same way, how are you going to separate yourself and make yourself seen if you're also following what everyone's doing? And that's not to say just because you are similar to someone that you aren't special or there isn't a space for you to succeed or be admired because they already are. You can be like someone, you can be like most girls and still be special because even if you are similar to them, there's still going to be parts of you that are unique to you and you only if you focus on being you and not making yourself a carbon copy of them. And I'm not saying that you should be yourself for the sole purpose of inspiring others. Other people and their perception of you shouldn't be the primary motivator for you to explore and express who you are. I'm just making the point that the reason the people you look to for inspo are the way they are is because they know who they are. And going back to what I said before about how I don't fully understand why we trust others so much more than ourselves when it comes to making decisions and how we behave and what we do. I don't understand it, but I also do. Like, I think what it comes down to and why we look to others is it's not because we don't trust ourselves or think that we're not cool. It's because we've been told that we're not cool and it's caused us to shut down and look to others who are getting praise for things that we haven't. And maybe that's not the case for everyone. Maybe this hasn't happened to you, and maybe you just don't think you're cool, which is fine. This is just my opinion and what I've observed from my own experience and watching others. Because think about it. When you're younger, like in elementary school, that's when you're more open to exploring and finding your passions and You have an easier time expressing yourself because you're not focused so much on what others think about you. You just do what you want to do because it made you happy. But as you get older and are exposed to more people, you're exposed to more opinions. People share their opinions with you about you, whether you want them to or not. And it's much easier to enjoy doing something and appreciate doing something when there's no one giving you their opinion. If you think it's cool, then it's cool. But it becomes a lot harder to enjoy and continue doing when you have someone else telling you that it's not cool and it's embarrassing and you suck. So relating that idea to establishing your identity, if you've been told that what you do isn't good enough, that you don't have good ideas, that you don't have good style, and you've never received praise for just being you, it's going to be exceptionally hard to openly be who you are without being afraid of that judgment. If I've been told that I'm not funny and I'm boring, which has never happened because I'm actually hilarious, but if they did say that, that might easily make me not want to be open and share that side of me. It's going to make me want to hide my sense of humor, and it's going to seem easier and less of a risk to me to adapt a generic sense of humor like TikTok humor and crack jokes that I know others might think are funny that I think are terrible jokes and I don't think are funny at all. I become what others are enjoying and are praising to avoid being rejected and singled out. But what I've learned is living that way, living a life to literally only please others and try to control how others perceive you, is a terribly sad way to live. It's taken me a long time to realize this, but I would rather be made fun of and risk embarrassing myself and risk no one liking me, but be who I am, than have millions of people like me for something that I'm not. If you try to be something that you're not and people do show interest in that, you will never be content because you're always going to be performing as someone that you're not. And let me tell you, I've done that. I've tried to imitate others and imitate their success. And it's exhausting. It's not worth burning yourself out to be someone that you're not. Being yourself is cool. The reason it's cool is because a lot of people have not realized this. You will be surprised at how many people are out there searching for an identity that isn't theirs. There's more people out there trying to be someone than just being who they are. Being who you are and having your own ideas and interests and quirks about you that no one else has is special, and not only because it's unique to you, but because most people have not realized this. The key to being successful and being inspirational and being a boss-ass bitch is owning who you are. Because when you're able to say confidently, I am cool and I have good ideas and I am talented and I am worth caring about, it's going to be hard for people to argue against that. When someone sees someone who is confident in who they are, they trust there's a reason they're confident. They believe in that person because that person believed in themselves. Like, think about it. No one who is successful would have been successful if they didn't believe that they could be. Start believing that who you are is worth caring about. Start believing that everything you do and everything you say is cool, because then it will be. Because who's to say that it's not? The person who's copying everyone else? The person who doesn't even know who they are? Exactly. That's where I'm going to end today's episode. I know it was a quickie. I wanted to get a few short episodes out because the past like month I've been doing longer ones. So these are for my girlies with short attention spans like me. I haven't been doing assignments like I usually do. So this week, just a quick one. Picture yourself in the next year. Before you even hear what the next trends are, don't go looking to what influencers or celebrities are wearing or doing. Don't think about what people in your life would say. How do you picture yourself? What do you want to do? What are things that you didn't do this year because you might have been afraid of being judged? What are some clothing items you wish you wore more of this year or you want to try out wearing next year? Make a list or a mental note on who you want to be in 2023 and strive to be that. We are going into 2023 as cool as bitches who know who we are. I love you, besties. If you want, follow me on my socials to keep up with me. They're all in the description of this episode. We're halfway to 10K on the podcast Instagram, so I would love if you followed me there. I love talking to you all there. And if you could, please give Trying to Care a 5-star rating and a written review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really helps me out and I appreciate it so fucking much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I love you so much, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.